It's the 19th of February 2021. This is Radio Yes Cymru. It's time for independence.
Yes! Yes! Yes. Radio Yes Cymru. Yes! Radio Cymru Rydd.
Yes! Yes, I'm Sean Jobbins, and in today's programme we have Hugh Marshall, and he's the man behind the exciting new venture for a new paper for Wales, The National Wales. Stick with us.
Yes! Yes! Radio Yes Cymru.
Hugh, welcome to Radio Yes Cymru. Great to have you here. I'm very excited about the project you've been working on for a couple of years now. It's a new newspaper for Wales in English, The National Wales. Tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, so The National Wales is a new national news service in print and digital. So launching on the 1st of March, so not long to go now. So things are getting a bit real, as they say.
And, you know, this is a dream in the national movement and a lot of people in Wales for years to have a national paper for Wales or a national service. I mean, why did you decide to take on such a big venture? Because it is a big project, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I've got my previous background. I was head of digital with S4C for 4 years. So I knew what was involved in sort of the running of a sort of major media organisation. But the thing that frustrated me, and it wasn't just me, it was people saying it on social media, people talking about it, about the news in Wales, coming into Wales with an English perspective. And the fact that we had a lack of voices discussing Welsh issues through Welsh eyes. So that's what sort of started the fire in my head. So just over 2 years ago, so I raised some money through crowdfunding that enabled me to develop the business plan and research it. And what happened with that research was, in order to do something that can compete with the major players in Wales, the Daily Mail, the Sun, and people like the BBC Radio 2, you had to create something at scale. So starting this up as an individual, you know, with a startup from scratch, it would have cost, well into seven figures, with annual running costs of seven figures. So I started having conversations with different people in the media sector, and one company that I was talking to, it started making more and more sense. So NewsQuest, who were based in Newport but with offices in the north and in the west. They publish around 14 to 15 regional papers from the South Wales Argus, the Leader up in the north, and the Tyneside Advertiser, to name but three. So they had a network of over 50 journalists working in Wales, working on their local patches, but their stories weren't going beyond the boundaries of those local papers. So by creating a national title, we could work with all those existing journalists and create a national title overnight that had a big critical mass. And in fairness, I've had support from people from crowdfunding to support the development of the plan and making this a reality, and 1st of March it's happening. But obviously NewsQuest are investing a lot of their own sort of money and resources in order to make this happen.
So that's great news, and it's interesting the way you've gone about it. And, anyway, using the stuff which is out there already, all these articles written locally, a lot of those could be shared nationally. Of course, a lot of people listening to Radio Yes Cymru will be familiar with the national paper up in Scotland. Is there a link between the new national in Wales and the one in Scotland, Hugh?
Well, we're the same publishers, but NewsQuest have a policy of giving their titles in editorial independence. So obviously, because people, one of the, not the criticism, I think people's concerns is because NewsQuest are a subsidiary company of Gannett Media, who are a massive company in the States. They publish USA Today. They're one of the biggest news publishers in North America. So that you're going to have the same situation that all the news is going to be coming from London and all that sort of stuff. So that's why we had to make sure that what we're creating in Wales is being written in Wales by journalists in Wales. And I'm glad to confirm that the first edition is being printed in Wales as well. So it is something that can be done all in Wales with Welsh journalists. Because one of the great examples was I don't know if you remember last month when there was a bomb scare on the industrial estate in Wrexham, where the factory that were making the COVID vaccines. Well, you know, the leader had people on the ground there within 5 minutes, but that story from the leader's perspective didn't go beyond the boundaries of the, you know, the Wrexham readership of the leader. And the other thing is, because we've got journalists all over Wales reporting on similar stories, how do we bring those together? How do we talk about social deprivation in places like the Rhondda in the valleys in South Wales, but also looking at the same situations, you know, in large housing estates in the north, in Bangor and in Wrexham, for example, and bringing those stories together to create a national picture?
I mean, maybe because of the title, people see the national the other way, maybe the national in Scotland, and especially Radio Yes Cymru listeners will want to know the media, the newspapers line on independence, because it's the big issue with us. So will the national be taking a line on independence or not, or just discussing it in general?
Our standpoint is that Wales, you know, is we're not as advanced politically as Scotland, and you know, and that's a fact. The fact that they have, you know, sort of greater powers in Scotland, the legal system up there, and I think in Wales as well, that there's a lot of education needed to be done in Wales around what the Senedd does. You know, what the purpose of the Senedd is, what the difference is. Because a lot of people may be frustrated with the Senedd on the basis of the performance of the government. So it's not actually the fault of the structure of the building and the people who are in it. It's the people who are running it. So that's where we want to be. You know, we want to start an open conversation about the future of Wales, and obviously independence, as we've seen over the last year, with the growth of support for Yes Cymru and the way that the polls have shifted, then that's a conversation we need to have. But we are going to be politically neutral. You know, we're taking a standpoint. We want to look at the subjects and discuss them and look at them and look at the facts, so we can have that sensible discussion about, you know, what is feasible, what isn't feasible. But the key thing is we respect, you know, the mandate of the Senedd, which has been elected, you know, which has been voted for in more than one referenda. So, you know, we're fully behind what's happening there now, but we want to start a national conversation around the future of, the political situation in Wales. And, you know, we will look at what would Wales look like if you got rid of the Senedd, you know, but doing it from a factual point of view rather than just making up claims and just saying, you know, giving people the facts. So we don't want to tell people what to think. We want to let people come to sort of educated decisions based on what they've been told. But I think it's important that we do discuss, you know, sort of, you know, health, education, how they, you know, how they're different, how they can be improved, you know, how is Wales funded? Because I think a lot of people don't understand, you know, how the Barnett formula works. I don't understand how the Barnett formula works. So how do we explain things like that? How do we make sure that people understand that Wales can only spend so much on health and education because it's what they're given by the government in Westminster, and making people aware of what Westminster has controls over the people of Wales.
Good, that's interesting to know. In terms of, you know, what kind of creature this is, you know, what kind of market you're looking for, the kind of people who are going to be reading your content, what do you think they're reading now, or what they're listening to now, where's the target in that respect?
Well, to be honest, I think we're moving away from traditional, you know, audience metrics, ABCs, and, you know, people age-wise and stuff. Because I genuinely think a lot of people aren't buying newspapers now because they don't like the content that's in them. So hopefully by offering something different, that is of, you know, high quality and is of a standard, hopefully we can change people's minds and actually attract people back into buying newspapers. But we're developing the service based on four content pillars. So what we want to do is to do, you know, fewer things but do them better, rather than trying to do everything at launch and, you know, and just sort of not doing it properly. So we're launching with a focus on news and politics. So we've employed a content editor and two digital reporters who'll be working, you know, on creating the content on a daily basis, with Gavin Thompson then, who's the editor for NewsQuest for Wales, overseeing that. So that's where we're starting, but then we're looking then at hiring content editors, looking at business and the economy, and then a content editor looking at arts and culture, and a content editor looking at the environment and rural affairs. And I think what we'll try and do as well is our content on the website, on social media, they will be different as well, because you know, you can tell one story in one way, but maybe you can tell it in a video in 40 seconds on Facebook, and that will be enough for some people to get their news in. And the longer term, we want to, you know, obviously we want to, as Radio Yes Cymru has shown, you know, that there's scope there to develop, you know, radio stations, video content, and that's what I'll be focusing on, is creating that new content and working in partnership with existing content creators in order to populate that scene. Because one of the things that frustrates me is, you know, in Wales we've got two radio stations, Radio Wales, Radio Cymru, that are both quite similar to each other from, you know, their output. And the most popular radio station in Wales is Radio 2. But I would argue that Radio Wales and Radio Cymru are quite similar to Radio 2 in general. So there's that lack of that diversity and choice. You've got people listen to Radio 4 because of the news standard of the news. But it is coming from, you know, London and Manchester, and it does have a very British outlook on things. So why aren't we doing 3 hours on a Sunday morning discussing Welsh politics and current affairs? And I think by having this as part of a structure of a larger organisation, it enables us to do that. And that's the vision long term, is to create not just a, you know, a newspaper and a digital news site and content on social media, but to be able to create that audio and video content that can now be reached by people on YouTube and Facebook, and especially the younger audience, because obviously we've got, you know, 16 and 17 year olds voting for the first time this year. So it's important that we engage with that audience with content that's relevant to them.
That's a very important point too. So I mean, so it's basically be on paper, it's going to be online on the sort of Facebooks and stuff, which people are used to using as well. Very important point about the first time voters for the Senate elections in May, if it goes on in May. And we're reaching those people. The conversation is coming to an end in a minute now. People who are interested in this, obviously they can buy the paper on the 1st of March, but also things like Twitter and Facebook. What should they need to start logging into in that respect?
On Twitter, we're at National Wales. So that the Twitter account at the moment is just promoting the service, but on the 1st of March that will become the news feed, and I think we're just short of 7,000 followers, which isn't bad for a venture that's just starting up. We're on Facebook and Instagram as The National Wales, and then online thenational.wales. Where you'll be able to get access to our content. So obviously, you know, it is a subscription based a service. For it to succeed, we need people to subscribe and pay for our content, but also we know that in order to get people to pay for it, we have to create good content. So, you know, the pressure really is on us, but the response has been fantastic from people, because I think people want this to, you know, to happen, and hopefully we'll surprise some people with the type of content that we'll be creating.
Well, I think that's a very good point here, and I think there's two things here. One is, you know, Yes Cymru is part of a broader, I think, movement happening in Wales, where people want Wales to be taken seriously and want themselves to be taken seriously as well. I think this sort of logs into that as a new form of confidence here in Wales. But also I think we need to, as individuals, understand we have to start paying for stuff. You know, I remember years ago when I was buying a paper a day, I was sometimes buying two, sometimes even three papers a day. So I'm not doing that anymore. So I mean, I'm sure I'm not the only one. So people can, you know, chip in and pay for some content, especially if it's something they're not going to get anywhere else. So hopefully listeners to Radio Yes Cymru and the broad independence movement will take this on board and say, okay, for the price of a cup of coffee or something, I want to subscribe to something to make sure that Wales is taken seriously. So from Radio Yes Cymru, Hugh Marshall, diolch yn fawr, thanks a lot for holding on to the baton, running for this very important project, I think, an exciting one as well. If you're out there, follow at National Wales on Twitter and The National Wales on Facebook and Instagram. And then also make sure you get a copy on the 1st of March. You know, it's going to be a historic edition. Anything else you want to lap up with, Hugh?
Yeah, like I say, hopefully, you know, it'll be available in a wide range of newsagents and some supermarkets. And obviously, as the project develops, it'll become, when we bring out the print edition on a more regular basis, it'll become widely available. But I just the final point I'd like to say is, hopefully, by what we're doing, it will help the UK media, you know, that is sort of based in London and Manchester, to up their game and actually start treating Wales with more respect and actually realising that there is a demand for media here in Wales. So indirectly, what we're doing, hopefully, will just generally improve the standard of how journalism views Wales on a national UK level.
Hugh Marshall, founder of National Wales, thanks for making time to speak to us on Radio Yes Cymru this evening. We're looking forward very much to the launch of the newspaper and the new media in the near future. March the 1st, we're looking forward.
Yes. Radio Yes Cymru.